Chapter 8, Devotional 19. Do you produce good fruit? The ultimate test of every leader. Matthew 7, verses 18 through 20 tell us, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. As an executive coach, I ask questions in my initial meeting with a new client about their faith walk and their life at work. I ask about their views and their success in hiring, coaching, and mentoring, and promoting and supporting others in their careers. I'm interested in the fruit of their leadership. I explain that I am interested in knowing and understanding these things. First, the quality of their roots or the depth to which they have planted God's word in their hearts and minds. Two, strength of their trunk and branches as evidenced by an intimate daily relationship with Jesus Christ. Three, age of their tree or their level of spiritual maturity, which can be measured by the renewal of their minds and shift from worldly to kingdom thinking and behaving. Four, overall health of their tree as reflected in their love walk and Christ-like behavior with others. Five, prevailing attitudes and personal habits about sacrifice and servant leadership. Six, abundance of healthy leaves and blossoms on their tree. Seven, degree of harvest or the amount of fruit they have produced and the quality of their fruit. I explained that their life as a leader will be judged on the truth of these verses, not on their resume, titles, or amount of money they earned. I explained that God will ask, "Did you produce good fruit?" If this perspective is new to them, I warn them of the dangers of a life based on the selfish and self-centered mindset. What about me? Child of God, I encourage you to adopt a selfless focus with a commitment to serving others and to lead like Jesus. As a leader, are you producing good fruit in abundance? If not, copy and imitate the life of Jesus. Invite him to teach you and show you how. Lord, thank you for planting the roots of your word in my heart, mind, and spirit. Jesus, give me the grace and help me to produce good fruit that is pleasing in your sight. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.